Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We're going to continue what we were talking about last week, talking about supernatural guidance, divine guidance through supernatural means. We want to continue talking a little bit about signs. That kind of encompasses so much for people, and we want to allow the Lord to speak to us individually in what he wants to be training us about signs. And when we think of signs, again, what we want to remind ourselves of is when we look at Christian history and what we often look at as far as the standards that were set in the Bible, other people's experiences, what God says in the Bible about signs, that kind of thing. We want to recognize that the vast majority of that was written to people who did not know God the way we do. There's a very clear distinction between believers and non-believers. And when we look at the way God speaks to you and I, it comes from a totally different relationship than what was available to those before the resurrection. Just as a reminder, it wasn't until the resurrection, Jesus' resurrection from the dead, that's when the New Testament starts. It's not in Matthew. It's not in the Gospels. It's not at the end of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. It wasn't a timeline that separates the old and the new. It was an event. And that event was and is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, not the beginning of the books of the Gospels. Now, towards the end of those Gospels, they describe, and there are things that happen that demark the New Testament, because they describe and demark and expand on that event. But as far as looking at what God says about signs and how we want to look at signs, we want to be very clear that the purpose of signs has changed, because the way God relates to us, the way God relates to his people, to earth, to time, that has changed. And it will change again, and again and again. And is changing for you and is changing for me. Because we are becoming more and more one. You, your spirit, if you are have been born again and have been reborn in your spirit, you no longer have a dead spirit, you have a lively spirit, a living spirit. That spirit is one with God right now, and that is who you truly are. Now you have a soul, and that's what you're using right now to listen and comprehend and react. Now, the ears you're using, those are part of your natural body. So the more we understand the interaction between our spirit, our soul, and our body, we understand that God's goal is to bring them back into a oneness. Your spirit has the absolute authority over your soul and your body. Your task here on earth is to learn to rule and reign over your soul and your body. So where do signs come in? Well, God uses signs and wants you to learn how to recognize how the supernatural realm works, as well as the natural realm. And to do that, we need to be aware of it. Our senses need to be quickened. Our awareness of our authority and our practice of our authority needs to be basically become a habit. The Lord wants us to be fully embracing who we are on this earth. And it's not so he can do something different than what he's doing on this earth. It's not so he can be accomplishing something that he wouldn't ordinarily be accomplishing. It's for our benefit. He's going to do what he's going to do in the lives of those around you. You're not that powerful. We are not that powerful to keep God from either blessing for good, judging for good, or judging for bad. And we'll get into that hopefully in the next couple of weeks. This whole concept of judgment. Yes, God is judging. He is always judging. We have this idea, though, that judging is always bad. But judgment, in God's eyes, is for good. To reveal how well we're doing. So, yeah, I want God to judge me because I want a practical, objective evaluation of how I'm doing so I can attend to those things that need attention. There is no condemnation in God. And we won't get sidetracked into that. But this is one of the things we want to be aware of as we learn about the supernatural realm. So our need for signs has changed. In the Old Testament, in the times, if we looked at how God communicated with those in the Old Testament, in the Bible, we would see that when he revealed himself, it was in the supernatural realm because he could not reveal himself in the spiritual realm. Supernatural simply means above the natural. Like the burning bush, that wasn't spiritual. That was supernatural, as a supernatural event, a supernatural sign. And Moses recognized it as such. The bush was burning, but it didn't get consumed. It kept on burning. And who knows how long it was burning? Odds are it was burning for days. So when we look at what the purpose is of signs for us, we want to remember that it's a different purpose. It's for our training and to get our attention. So for us, we want to look at them as a training tool. And we want to give them attention, but we don't want to seek them. today God communicates to us directly. He can speak to you directly, spirit to spirit. Signs are certainly a valid means of communication. And we are to become comfortable recognizing and responding to them and dividing them rightly, judging them. But they are not a primary means that we're going to look to get guidance. We're going to let him decide that, how he gives us guidance, how he comforts us, how he encourages us, how he directs us. But we want to be able to leave that option available to him. So we want to get good at recognizing it. It's the same way as we don't want to be afraid of angels. We want to be able to communicate with angels and demons and any other sign that God might choose to use, simply because we already have the authority over them. He wants us to learn how to exercise that authority. So if we're really honest, most of us ask for a sign, an external, objective expression of God's communication to us, because we don't have confidence in what we know or have heard from him internally. Let me just put that another way. Most of us seek a sign. We want something outside of us, objective. We want a sign because we don't have the confidence that we've heard him internally. So you may think, okay, well, God, I believe God wants me to do this and so. And before we act on it, we very often want proof. We want a confirmation. God's goal is that we would have the confidence. He may still give you a sign, but he wants you to have. The problem is not getting the sign. The problem is the lack of confidence. He wants you confident that you have heard him clearly. How clearly did Jesus hear his Father? Do you think you can hear him that clearly? Jesus received all his training from his Father. Can you receive your training from him? Jesus was ready for whatever came each and every day. Can we be ready? Can we rule and reign now? Can we go into whatever tomorrow holds with no fear, with confidence, with joy for what has been set before us? This all is involved in cultivating that quietness, that lifestyle, and waiting on him and for him and with him as a habit, as a part of who we are. So our senses become tuned to the slightest moving of his spirit. And especially in our ability to hear and respond to his direction. This frees the Lord to use whatever other means he chooses to express himself to us. He is then free to use whatever method, including a sign, that he wants to direct us. So the more sensitive you are, the freer God is. And don't read anything into that. Don't correlate the magnitude of the direction with the difficulty of the choice. God may send an angel with a telegram just to tell you to get up early the next morning. Or he may send the subtlest of direction, internal direction, or a sense of unease to tell you that you need to leave your job. That's part of it, is our confidence being built in. Are we hearing him? Can you hear his voice? Do you know how to test it? There will likely be a time that the Lord will speak to you in signs so that you can become familiar with that form of his communication, but not so that it becomes central to your confidence in hearing him. Signs or any kind of supernatural events are not central to your relationship. They're not critical. And they are not to gain a high prominence above that inner knowing. This is the distinction between seeking a sign as a substitute for speaking with God directly and asking for a sign, which is asking to be trained in that form of communication. So we make ourselves available, and let's just do that, Lord, right now. Lord, I'm willing to be trained to recognize and have authority within the realm of signs. Excuse me. Excuse me. So that we, Lord, if you want to train us in that, we're available. And then just let him bring your awareness. If he's waving his hand over in a corner, trying to get your attention to him, to something in the corner, or just get your attention. Most of what God is doing in our lives, he's just trying to get our attention. And what we have a tendency to do is, oh, look, God's trying to get my attention. Rather than saying, what is it, Lord? What is it you're trying to say? What am I not hearing? Reveal yourself clearly. So we don't want to be distracted by the training either. And always recognize that the training is coming from a place of absolute acceptance. God loves you absolutely. He loves you perfectly and unchangingly. That's the only way he can. God doesn't love you less because you've done something that you think has disappointed him. But that's not a reflection of you. It's not something you can control. That's who he is. He doesn't have a lever that he pours out less love in one area than another. He only has full-scale love. That's who he is. He can't be less than who he is. That's part of our challenge when we deal with unbelievers. For ourselves, we say, how can God love this person as much as he loves me? It has nothing to do with the object of the love. It has to do with the lover. And God doesn't love anyone or anything less because of its nature. We're talking about his nature. And his nature is only to love and to give that love, to express it. We have a hard time with that. But that's our problem, not his. But that's also what he's trying to change in us. So what is then in our lives? Well, let's just review again the difference between seeking and asking. Seeking a sign is we're looking for either confirmation or substitution of something God has already told us. To boost what we think or what we know or believe we've heard internally. Asking for a sign is asking to be trained in recognizing and acting on signs. That whole supernatural communication, we're open for that. So what is the purpose, then, of signs in our lives? Again, signs are just another supernatural mean of guidance. But signs specifically interrupt our present circumstances in order to get our attention. They're not more important, or they don't carry a greater weight than other forms of communication from God. They're just what they are. It's a sign. It's a signal. It's God getting your attention. So they need to be treated, tested, and interpreted as any other form of guidance. And how do we do that? We take it back to God. God, is this you trying to get my attention? Again, we go back to the yes-no questions. He says, yes. Okay, Lord, you have my attention. What do you want to say? This is part of the problem we have with the variety of signs that are available. We get caught up in the signs. It's like, I want you to start thinking about signs and any other form of supernatural guidance as a knocking on the door, or the doorbell ringing, or the phone ringing. You don't go over and be amazed that the doorbell is ringing or that somebody's knocking. You open the door. You answer the phone. So our goal, let's not get caught up in interpreting the sign or the dream or the vision or the trance or the angelic visitation. That's not what it's about. It's to get your attention. So then when God has successfully gotten your attention, give him your attention. But we recognize that there's going to be a variety of ways that God moves in the supernatural realm that we want to get used to. The purpose of a sign will fall into one or more broad categories. To provide needed information, to provide needed direction and guidance, to provide needed confirmation and encouragement, to provide a needed warning, or to simply get our attention. Now, what I mean by some of these is simply that we may think we have the information we need to make a decision. And through a sign, God may interrupt us and say, wait a minute. You didn't take this into account. Or check with me first. And very often, God uses these kinds of interruptions to guide us by drawing our attention to an area that we have drawn an incorrect assumption. So we want to learn what he wants to teach us. Very often, our mind interprets God-given signs as creative inspiration or as a new idea. Like, running across numbers or places and names that answer a question or problem solving triggered by an external circumstance. Oh, you know, now I get it. Oh, okay, that seems to make sense. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's from God. So whatever it is that you receive, you need to take it to Him. Lord, is this from you? What do you want me to do with this? And take it seriously. Learn it. A dramatic sign is just as likely to confirm a decision to write a letter as to move across country. Likewise, a subtle sign may be all the Lord provides to direct our feet into a new venture. So, then, how do we interpret these signs? Once that sign has gotten your attention, we take it to Him. There are no automatic, we don't want to get stuck with the symbology. We don't want to be, okay, this means that. There are tons of teachings out there that provide insight and experience from their from a certain particular perspective. But the only one who can instruct and interpret a sign is the one who gives it. There will likely be pressure to look for hidden and complex meanings, and it is likely that at some point in time you will be presented with the challenge of taking God's interpretation over that of others or your own conclusions. But this just reinforces the need to rely on your own ability to hear from the Lord for yourself and be willing to hear what He has to say. Also, we need to learn how to test signs. In and of themselves, signs don't have meaning. Signs can even become hindrances, as we can become distracted by trying to learn how to interpret and apply them according to what others are teaching. Learning from others' experiences is helpful, as long as that training is at the Lord's direction. We don't want to be involved in something because it's the in thing, because that's what everybody else is learning. Instead, we want to be being trained by and according to God's timetable and the training schedule He has for us. He is jealous over your training, and we are not to go about seeking instruction from other sources unless He directs. So if your group, for instance, is all enamored in dream interpretation, and He says, no, I'm going to be teaching you about something else, you may have to withdraw from your friends for a while. Unless you can resist being distracted by what they're doing. This goes back to who has authority in your life. And again, there's just so many different things that God is reinforcing through this time in your life, that you want to give Him whatever freedom He needs or wants in order to move and alter the circumstances in your life. Remember, He loves you, and He wants you to be ready for what's next. Now, I'm not talking about globally or, you know, the economy crashing or whatever you may think is next. I'm talking about tomorrow, this afternoon, in the next 5 minutes, a billion years from now. God knows what you're going to need, and He knows what you're going to need to be a ruler an arraigner in your tomorrow. So thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions or want to give feedback, you can always get in touch with me at diane@wecanprepare.org. It's always good to hear from you. And trying to catch up on some questions. Hopefully we'll do that this weekend. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a great weekend. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.